We are very excited to welcome a one-of-a-kind singer, also a fine saxophonist and guitarist. He's joined today by pianist Matthew Fries and guitarist Dave Mannion. Please give a warm KPLU welcome to Curtis Stigers.
Thank you. Everyone loves the lovers, walking hand in hand. Blue-eyed boy, brown-eyed girlfriend. See the woman with the man. Once they were strangers, now they're going home. Except when you're alone. Yeah, yeah. The world's in love with lovers. Throws open every door. Diamond ring round her finger. They ain't looking anymore. They're running between the raindrops, stealing kisses in the sun. Everyone, everyone loves lovers. Except when you don't have one. No, no, no. With lovers, you hear them talking on their smartphones, and they say, baby, baby, I miss you so much, and honey, when you're coming home, and they say, thank God I found you, now I'll never be alone. Lovers, except when you're alone, except when you're alone, everyone, 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 everyone wants love. You're not alone. You're not alone. No, 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 you're not alone.
Curtis Stigers live in the studios here at KPLU. Curtis, thrilled to have you here. Now, you were born and raised in Boise, Idaho, and took off for the big city for a while, but you're back in Boise now. And I was talking with some friends about musicians from Boise. There's not a long list, but it really was a pretty good place to grow up as a fan of music and especially jazz.
Well, it was, surprisingly. There was a good little club scene, great music in the schools. So I grew up playing clarinet and saxophone in the public schools. At the same time, I was a drummer, and I played in rock and roll bands and things like that around in the clubs. But there was one other element that was huge for me. Gene Harris, the great jazz pianist, moved to Boise in the late 70s. He sort of retired, at least for a while. He retired and kind of made it his home until he died in 2000. And he had a jam session every Tuesday night at this little lobby bar in the Idenhaw Hotel. It's the oldest hotel in town, and it was fantastic. You could go in, and because it was in a lobby, I could kind of stand at the edge of the bar and step up and play my solo. And he was great. I mean, he was. I'm sure I sounded awful playing clarinet and saxophone, you know, as a sophomore in high school, but he'd always say, "Yeah, baby, you sound great." You know, and he eventually was the guy who told me, you know, you're a good horn player, but this singing thing, this might be your direction. So he really had a huge impact on me. And yeah, Gene was a big deal in Boise, and there still is a Gene Harris Jazz Festival in Boise. It's kind of it's shrunk in size and scope since Gene passed, but it's a very cool thing.
Now, when you left for New York to become a musician, you weren't necessarily thinking about jazz when you went?
Well, I was thinking about music. I've always thought about music rather than, you know, genres. Mm-hmm. I mean, I certainly, you know, I'm my interests are everywhere. I mean, I grew up studying jazz, and I played rock and roll and punk rock. And I mean, my record collection is like, you know, it's schizophrenic. and I guess I am as well. When I finally got signed to a record deal, it was a pop record deal, because I was writing songs, and they tended to be more along the pop soul side. But the band that I was playing with when I got signed, or at least the one that sort of showcased me, was in fact a little jazz trio. But we'd play, you know, a Duke Ellington tune, and then a Donald Fagen tune, and then an Al Green tune, and then a Joe Turner tune. We played anything we wanted to. But again, my first records were pop records, and it sort of created a career for me. That world didn't really fit me all that well. I found that people, when I was interviewed, usually they asked me about my hair first, you know, and that sort of turned me off. So I fought tooth and nail to sort of regain my creative control, and I found my way to Concord Jazz, the great record label out of California, at the beginning of the aughts, at the beginning of this new century, and I've been with them now for 11 years.
Curtis Stigers, singer, here live in the studios at KPLU. And there's a new record out from Curtis called Let's Go Out Tonight, 10th album. It's a doozy. We're going to talk about that a little bit more. But first, another song. What do you got for us next?
Well, speaking of the new album, funny you should mention it. This is a song written by a great English singer-songwriter by the name of Richard Thompson. I mean, my jazz records, my records on Concord Jazz, whether they've been sort of straight-ahead swinging records or this, which is kind of more in the middle of a lot of different styles, my jazz records have tended to have to contain a lot of songs that weren't your average jazz standards. I like to find modern songwriters and bring them into that world. This song is by Richard Thompson, great guitarist, great singer, and I think one of the finest songwriters alive today. It's called Waltzing for Dreamers, and it's very sad, like most of the record, but it also includes a great deal of drinking, this song, so which I was always told that if you put alcohol and sad together, you got a good song out of it. So good luck. Let's see it go. You remember how it goes?
Oh, play me a blues song and fade down the light. I'm as sad as a proud man can be sad tonight. Just let me dream on. Oh, just let me sway while the sweet violins and the saxophones play. And miss, you don't know me, but can't we pretend that we care for each other till the band reach the end? And one step for aching, and two steps for breaking, but waltzing's for dreamers and losers in love. One step for sighing, two steps for crying, but waltzing's for dreamers and losers in love. Now they say love's for gamblers. All the pendulum swings. I bet hard on love, and I lost everything. Just let me stay here. Just let me sway while the sweet violins and the saxophones play. And miss, you don't know me, but can't we pretend that we care for each other till the band reach the end? And one step for aching, and two steps for breaking, but waltzing's for dreamers and the losers in love. One step for crying, and two steps for sighing, but waltzing's for dreamers and losers in love. Don't know me, but can't we pretend that we care for each other till the band reach the end? And one step for aching, two steps for breaking, but waltzing's for dreamers and losers in love. And one step for sighing, and two steps for crying, but waltzing's for dreamers and losers in love. Waltzing's for dreamers and losers in love.
Fantastic. Curtis Stigers live in the studios here at KPLU. It's Matthew Fries at the piano, guitarist Dave Mannion also on hand. Curtis also playing some guitar, and as you heard, soprano sax there. We're going to hear some tenor a little bit. Let's talk a little bit about the new record, Let's Go Out Tonight, your 10th album.
Yeah.
Now, it sounds like, looking through the songs on the record, that you gravitate towards great stories. Some of the lyrics that you've chosen to sing are fantastic stories.
Yeah.
Do you think you are more attracted to the lyrics or to the melody, or is it pretty even for you?
Well, I'd say it's even, but if a song doesn't have a great story to tell, it usually isn't all that moving to me. I mean, mm-hmm. I certainly like to listen to music that doesn't necessarily tell a story. I mean, there's lots of great playing and great arrangements, but for me as a singer, I'm a storyteller, and the older I get, the more that's important to me. When I was younger, it was important to me a lot of the time, as well as telling a story, to show off and to say, you know, to say, hey, I'm a great jazz singer, or I'm a great soul singer, or whatever. Now it's, I mean, you know, on this song, there are songs where I barely raise my voice above a whisper, you know, because that's what the song, that's what the story calls for. And so, yeah, it has become, that has become my thing. I love telling stories. And that's why it was okay for me this time around not to write any songs for this record. I mean, I had written songs, but none of them really fit this album. And because it was really just about making a great album of great songs with great stories, it didn't, my ego didn't sort of get in the way and say, oh, no, but I have to have a couple of my things on here. You know, I think I've grown up, at least in that one little narrow aspect of my life. Everything else, I'm still a mess. But.
Curtis Stigers is live in the studios here at KPLU. The new album's called Let's Go Out Tonight. Curtis, we've got time for one more. What's this next story for us?
Well, we have talked about Gene Harris a bit today, and I wrote a song for Gene. Just about a year after he passed, I was on a plane flying to Los Angeles to make a record, and there was a magazine in the seat back, as there always is, and there was a little section on Boise, and there was a mention of Gene Harris in the festival and a photograph of him. And I got really choked up, you know? I mean, he was such an important part of my life and such a dear friend. And not only did I go to those jam sessions as a kid with him, but I sang on a couple of his albums after I sort of grew up and had my success. And by the time I landed, I had the song written for him. This is that hotel that we used to do those jam sessions at, the Idenha Hotel, was at the corner of 10th and Main. So this is, for Gene Harris, it's called Swingin' Down at 10th and Main.
1, 2, 3, 4.
This is Matthew Freese playing the part of bass player, drummer, pianist, and everything else, too.
Tuesday night, the kids are sleeping tight, but they're swinging down at 10th and Main. The city streets are bare, nobody anywhere, but they're swinging down at 10th and Main. Now when the big man sits down to play piano, ain't nobody feeling any pain. I'm gonna grab my axe, making tracks where they're swinging down at 10th and Main. Yeah, swing it for Matthew, go on. When you hear him swinging down at 10th and Main, and he's bound to make you cry when he lets those fingers fly, swinging down at 10th and Main. Now he's a good man, always kind and gracious, and he's glad to let you share his stage. But you better hold on tight, 'cause the jam is hot tonight. Swinging down at 10th and Main, oh yeah. Swinging down at 10th and Main, he's bound to make you cry when he lets those fingers fly. Swinging down at 10th and Main. Now he's a good man, always kind and gracious, and he's glad to let you share his stage. But you better hold on tight, 'cause the jam is hot tonight. Swinging down at 10th and Main. Oh yeah. Swinging down at 10th and Main. Hey, baby, gonna be swinging down at 10th and Main.
Thank you.